Analyzing the key factors affecting real estate. Have you ever wondered why some houses or buildings are more expensive than others? Or why some neighborhoods have more people living there? Well, the real estate industry is a fascinating world that involves buying, selling, and owning properties like houses, apartments, and buildings. The real estate industry is exciting and important because it shapes the places where we live, work, and play. After analyzing the WA real estate industry, you will notice a few factors that you will notice in this article and understand how they can impact our lives in a simple and fun way. 1. Economic conditions. When the economy is doing well, it means people have jobs, businesses are making money, and things are going smoothly. This makes people feel confident and happy, and they want to buy houses and properties. When more people want to buy houses, the prices of houses go up because there are not enough houses for everyone. But sometimes, the economy doesn't do so well. It might go through a tough time, and people may lose their jobs or businesses may struggle. When this happens, people get worried about the future, and they don't want to spend money on buying houses. Because fewer people want to buy houses, the prices of houses can go down because there are more houses available than people who want to buy them. 2. Location and demographics. Location and demographics are all about where the house is and the people who live around it. Some places are more popular and desirable than others. Think of it like a playground. Some playgrounds have cool swings, slides, and lots of friends to play with. Those are the popular playgrounds that everyone wants to go to. Similarly, some locations have nice schools, parks, shops, and are close to where people work. Those are the popular locations where many people want to live. Demographics are all about the people who live in an area. Some neighborhoods have more families with kids, while others have more older people or young professionals. These differences can affect the kinds of houses that people want to buy. 3. Supply and demand dynamics. Supply and demand dynamics in real estate are all about how many houses are available, the supply, and how many people want to buy them, the demand. Supply and demand can change depending on different factors. For example, when there are more people moving to an area, the demand for houses might increase. Or when there are a lot of new houses being built, the supply of houses might increase. These changes in supply and demand can affect the prices of houses. In addition, the following supply and demand factors have an impact on the real estate market. In the real estate market, when there are more people who want to buy houses than there are houses available, it's called high demand. In this situation, the prices of houses go up because sellers know they can charge more because many people want to buy them. 4. Interest rates and financing. Interest rates are like the extra money you have to pay back when you borrow money. It's like a fee for borrowing the money. Sometimes, the interest rates are high, which means you have to pay back a lot of extra money. Other times, the interest rates are low, and you have to pay back less extra money. When interest rates are low, it means that the extra money you have to pay back to the bank is not as much. So, it becomes easier for people to borrow money from the bank to buy a house. When it's easier to borrow money, more people can buy houses, which increases the demand for houses. 5. Government policies and regulations. Government policies and regulations are like the rules of the game. The government can have rules about how much tax people have to pay when they buy or sell a house. Government policies and regulations affect the real estate market by setting the rules that everyone has to follow. These rules ensure that houses are built safely, people pay the right taxes, and there are fair practices in buying, selling, and renting properties. Moreover, there are few government policies and regulations that affect real estate. Building codes. These regulations establish the standards and requirements for constructing buildings. Property taxes. Governments levy property taxes on real estate properties. The amount of tax payable is usually based on the assessed value of the property. Rent control. Some cities or regions implement rent control policies that limit the amount landlords can increase rent for tenants. Mortgage regulations. Governments may introduce regulations that govern mortgage lending practices. 6. Market sentiment and investor confidence in the Bellevue WA homes for sale market. Investor confidence is all about how people feel about buying and selling houses. Market sentiment and investor confidence affect the real estate market by influencing how people feel about buying and selling houses. When people are positive and confident, they want to buy houses, and prices can go up. When people are negative or uncertain, they may not want to buy houses, and prices can go down. Final thoughts. In the real estate market, the economy, location, supply and demand, interest rates, government rules, and people's feelings all work together to determine how houses are bought and sold. By understanding these factors, we can make better decisions when playing the game of real estate. In the above-mentioned article, these factors are mentioned as affecting real estate.